Governor Mike DeWine has sounded the alarm for weeks about a dangerous shortage of masks, gowns, and other personal protective equipment in Ohio. So-called PPE is critical for protecting hospital staff, first responders, and others on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, an army of volunteers is mobilizing to help meet the need. It's a need that's increasing fast as health officials now recommend everyone wear masks in public. WISO's Jess Mador reports the urgency has sewing machines across the Miami Valley buzzing.
Before the coronavirus pandemic hit, Deborah Howard ran the costume shop at the Human Race Theater Company in Dayton. Now she spends her days in front of her home sewing machine. She's among the countless numbers of newly minted mask makers coast to coast racing around the clock to produce face coverings for first responders on the front lines of the pandemic.
We're going to need millions of them. And since I'm not able to work on our actual productions, this is a great use of my time. I'm thrilled to be doing it.
The masks she's making are not the N95 medical-grade ones health officials say are most needed to protect doctors, nurses, and health workers. Howard's following a pattern for cotton masks. They look similar to the ones now recommended by the United States Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the kind that hang from the ears by elastic to cover the wearer's nose and mouth.
It requires such a small piece of fabric, so we've been able to use lots of scraps, lots of things that we've set aside maybe to make a pocket with, you know?
It's been common over the last few weeks to hear Governor Mike DeWine describe the state's response to the coronavirus as a war. Howard says today's mask-making efforts remind her of other times in history when ordinary American citizens went into service, especially, she says, World War II.
People would save hubcaps, donate scrap metals, and I think there was a time when people were crocheting bandages. So this is the same idea, just a different expression.
And for some creative freelancers unemployed during the stay-at-home order, volunteering is a welcome chance to stay busy while deploying their skills for a good cause. Heather Powell is a Springboro-based director and former prop master.
I think a lot of us just get stuck and useless at home right now, even though that's the most useful thing we can be doing is staying home. So I think this just gave everybody a little boost of energy of being useful in this time.
Powell and some out-of-work theater friends are coordinating to fix thousands of faulty N95 masks for the Ohio Health Department. She says she had no trouble recruiting people to sew.
Several of these people are out of work, but they have a sewing machine and they've got a collection of thread and they're willing to pitch in and help. I think I have like three costume designers and stitchers. The prop master at Wright State said yes. I've got a couple stage managers on board.
But it's not just theater people who are making masks in Dayton. Andrew Bennett and his wife run a small Beaver Creek business making weighted blankets and sensory products for people with autism, PTSD, anxiety. His wife also works in a pharmacy, and Bennett says she and her coworkers were on the job for weeks without protection against the coronavirus. They didn't have masks.
So her coworkers, knowing that she was pretty crafty and used to sewing, they asked her if she could make masks for them. And from that point on, she just realized, oh, well, this is something that's really easy to do. You know, with her penchant for sewing anyway, she can crank out, you know, 7 or 8 masks in an hour.
With only essential businesses open across the state, Bennett's business is slow. He says he and his wife took a look at their stockpile of fabric and decided to use it to crank out masks for other people whose jobs put them at high risk for infection.
Our goal was for the community first before hospitals, so we started talking to people who were either home health aides or worked at nursing homes, people at pharmacies, people at grocery stores, and people with just generally weak immune systems.
Bennett posted about the masks on his company's Facebook page to get the word out. Since then, he says demand has been overwhelming.
We've had people respond from as far away as Colorado, Pennsylvania, people in Florida, as well as a ton of people here in the local community. There are people who need masks all over the country, and if we're equipped to deal with it, that's one way we can kind of help out the community in the situation we're in.
Bennett and his wife are careful about social distancing. They distribute their masks without any face-to-face contact for free. Bennett says they plan to continue making masks for as long as they're needed. For WYSO, I'm Jess Mador.